truth.
On the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip. I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
What's happening? Don't yawn like that.
Sorry, man. I'm tired, man. I live a long life.
You put the blue chew in you already? Life.
Nah, no blue chew, man. No blue chew.
You're giving the natural.
Right. From this point forward, don't say anything to incriminate yourself.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you that right now.
That's all right. James is going to say it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do you like that.
You still going to hang out with that white girl after this?
Is she hanging out with a white girl?
Nah, man. Friday nights I spend with black women.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
That's crazy.
No, what's crazy is Empanada Fest, nigga.
That is
crazy. You only knew how crazy that is.
How many different empanadas were there?
Yeah, exactly.
There was a whole bunch.
I'm pretty sure you got the apple.
Empanadas are for, are you meaning other things when you say empanadas? Are you saying real empanadas?
I'm talking about
real empanadas.
Oh, they had like multiple food trucks out there that were doing empanadas.
Because I know they got like the dessert empanada.
Oh, man, I couldn't even get into line to tell you what they were serving, bro. That's how many people were there and in line. Like, the lines were barely moving. It was probably a lot of pissed off people there, man.
Oh, okay.
And it's not good. If I would have went maybe with like a partner, so the girls could go somewhere and I just wait in line for the food, that'd have been cool. But you can't wait that long in line with two kids.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, that's facts.
I feel like the Vegan Fest was a success.
Yeah. The Vegan Fest, they do that well.
Yeah, they did a good job with that.
But I think this was their first year trying to do that Empanada Fest. So yeah. Maybe next year. Like I said, mobile ordering would definitely help out. Or more vendors. Because if you know you got that many people there, you'll probably get more vendors.
Well, they probably didn't think they were going to get that big of a,
right,
a crowd. Because it wasn't really advertised. It was kind of like, I think I saw it one time with like one of the Charlotte pages. Mm-hmm. And then it was kind of like word of mouth.
Yeah. The whole Wayne's was packed. Wayne's supermarket parking lot was packed to the T. Yeah.
You never sparked me for an extracurricular ass nigga. But you are.
Extracurricular? What do you mean, nigga?
You just like events and shit.
You got children though. You kind of like, yeah, you want to get them out the house and take them places.
Yeah,
you
know,
I'm low key a social butterfly, man.
This nigga's gay.
He is happy.
Hey, don't do him like that because he got people watching. All right, let's go. What's good?
Oh man, I think I had a question for you, nigga.
What you got, man?
I can't remember now.
Tupac.
I had a question.
Now Tupac is dead. Wow, what's up?
No, I'm thinking.
What you about to ask me, nigga?
I'm thinking about it.
You thinking about it?
All right, anyway.
It was a good one, though.
We are. All right. Let's rock and roll, man. Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday.
It's my song. I like the live version, but this version nice, too.
Nigga went to Dreamville, now he at Drake.
If y'all out there right now listening to KSP, I want y'all to cut this up and rock with us one time. Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday.
First things first, rest in peace, Sucker Phil. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my bitch pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. Fulfill, listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would've been on Dreamville, talk to him. One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell me the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. 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 No role models, and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest bitch.
It's like the best song on this album. To make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is shit.
They hang the phone up, then proceed to later wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any bitch. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling bitches so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
Nigga, about to say that Jada and that Will Love.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's your boy Jumpman Jones. You're not live and inside episode 299 of the Kickin' Shit Podcast.
Yeah. It's good with y'all niggas.
YouTube, what up? YouTube, what up? Apple Podcasts, what up? Spotify, what up?
What up?
How y'all doing, man? Behind the camera tonight, we got D Chocolate Delight, the woman king. She is the homie. How's it going back there?
Deidre.
All is good.
Deidre. To my right, man, we got the funny, the talented, my boy's Jails, a.k.a. put him on the bread till he's fed, young Picasso.
Put it on there.
Your GD Superman.
Yeah.
It's the one and only comedian James D. Jellyfish, man. What's going on, my brother?
What's going on, man? Feeling good. Feeling
your skin
great.
Look good.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. You know, I'm out here just washing my face with Dove and shit. Oh, you know okay, what I'm saying? Man. I appreciate you. No
yo,
diddy.
No.
Yo, he is gay, yo.
No diddy. We got to make sure I say that.
To my love, man. This is my boy. It's my partner. It is my dog. It's Mr. Jukebox Johnny. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Crown Daddy, A.K.A. Crown Poppy, or El Jimito Poppy, the Avion Don, the Terramana God, the Malargo Ho, Mr. Steal Your Girl, give her right back, and she got Hamato. Mr. I Got Tree Jobs in mind. It's Mr.
Match of Black.
You gotta take Johnny, yo. Why? You gotta do that. Why?
You gotta take his throne since he passed.
Oh,
and
man.
I know you would do that because you.
Oh,
would,
he does. Nah,
that's his type of activity. Match of Black.
Match of Black.
Match of the CBD joint.
Yeah, man. THCA, nigga.
Okay. Shout out to everybody watching us right now on YouTube. If you're joining us on YouTube today, we would like you to hit the like button. If you fucking with us, subscribe. Other than that, tune in, enjoy the show. We here every Monday. YouTube, sometimes we come back on Tuesday or Wednesday. Just depends on how things go on the back end. We're here every Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Google Play is no longer. So if you got like YouTube app or some shit, we're on there too as a podcast. Other than that, man, how's everybody doing? How's it going? How y'all feeling?
Doing good. Doing great. Do I have a little time to squeeze this question in?
I'll give you my 2 minutes. Go
okay,
ahead.
Look, man. Real talk now. No diddy.
Okay.
All right.
But I had a little conversation this week, and I would like to know.
Uh-huh.
I really don't want to know, but I just... It's just
but
inquiring.
You would like to know.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
Okay.
At your old age,
uh-huh.
How long y'all niggas think y'all can last in the sack?
This nigga the only one that's old.
I know that shit sound crazy, right?
But
I had a conversation about this, and I'm
like,
interested.
If we were trying to last a long time?
Yes.
Yeah, 30, 40 minutes.
Nigga, you's a good nigga.
You say if I'm trying?
You blasting it out 30 minutes?
If I'm trying, but I don't be trying to last a long time.
Nigga, what's your own average? How long
about
you
15 to a 20.
About 15? That's good.
Yeah,
nigga, that's
yeah.
good range.
That ain't good.
That's good range.
I think that's just average.
What about you, Landman?
I'm with him about 30, 40. If I'm trying,
yeah,
30, 40. I don't want to go over 40, but if I go over 40, cool. If I'm trying. And then I'll say the average. I don't know. The average, I feel like it's 5 or 10 minutes.
But who the hell wants to
see
go
you
for 40
a real
minutes?
What? I think average. I'm trying to get
my
out.
My nigga got real numbers.
I'm trying to get
my
out.
My nigga realistic, nigga.
Well, you know. It is what it is.
This nigga over here stat padding and shit. Yeah. I'm gonna call you LeBron James of the pumps out here, bro.
Honestly, man, packs. Like the
you talking about penetration? Are you talking about every
talking
whole
about thing? In there, nigga.
Okay,
man, talking to Mike, nigga.
My
man, killing me, man. I'm trying to calm down because I know my family be listening.
Oh damn,
it's all cool. They don't care.
I mean, you do have sex. They don't want to hear about that, though.
I know.
You, right?
I'm pretty sure they don't. But I just would want to know because I feel like I'm below average right now.
You're definitely probably below average.
I think niggas need to do some dick ups.
Nah, but
nigga.
Honestly, it really depends. Like,
my nigga lasted 20 minutes over here. God damn.
If it's new coochie, you need to go about 40 minutes. If it's the same
house,
coochie.
Wow.
You
got some exercises?
You
damn,
gotta,
nigga, you got a regiment you gonna give a nigga?
Find your rhythm.
Yeah, find your rhythm.
Shit, that rhythm get me in trouble.
Nah, so you going in there with that the you're going there with the Afro like, beats bump. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You need to go in there with some slow R&B. You going in there with the Afro beats, bro. You gotta go slow R&B.
All right, man. Let's
some Maxwell type hump.
Let's get on topic.
You need some Maxwell thrusting.
My bad. What is an acceptable amount of time of penetration?
You would have to ask a lady.
For you. Yeah. Not you specifically, but what is the chatter amongst women? You know, that means a very small percentage of the population. What's the chatter? What have you heard? We don't know.
All inclusive or just penetration?
Just the penetration. We just talking about the strokes.
I would say probably 10 to 15.
See? That ain't bad.
You a real nigga. Hey, you a real nigga, my nigga. For real, D. I always fuck with you, bro. For real. You a realistic ass nigga, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck y'all motherfuckers want a goddamn 9-to-5 ass pump. Nigga, ain't nobody got time for that shit. The fuck? Motherfucker want fuck for goddamn 40 hours. A whole work week.
You say? Hey, I ain't got no reply.
Back acting up these week.
That's for sure. You gonna feel it the next day.
Oh man.
Selfish ass, keep Tuesday. Going.
All that's you can do is just up. Shake, nigga.
Yeah, I'm trying, man.
Body locking up.
You know that selfish boy.
Yeah, dang. I do.
You gonna need a backyard of me.
Get some electrolytes in you. That's probably your problem.
All you hear is keep going.
Give you some Gatorade by the bed.
Oh, shit.
Keep going. Something wrong with you, dude.
My bad, man. Let's get on topic, man. We ain't got time for this shit.
Johnny D, y'all good, man.
Yeah, I've had enough already. Right, I've had enough.
Huh. I'm sick of James already.
My bad, bro. Yo. We good?
Yes.
Nah, we all right, my bad. See, this is why we can't, because we ain't got time for this shit.
You're right. I just got to breathe. That was actually entertaining.
I just wanted to know on average where I was.
No, man. I feel you. I be wanting to know, too.
Okay, ain't nothing that's wrong it. With that. Goals. Yo. Now you got something to shoot for. Yeah.
That nigga said, I can't give a nine.
They're going to be over there looking at the clock like a mug.
Double entendre.
Let's go. You gonna be the one saying keep going after a while.
Shit, only 6 minutes.
I tell you, bro, I'm on these dick ups every day.
Hey, you got to. You
gotta goddamn find a way.
Got to.
Man, that's crazy. All right.
Boy, over there, back gonna be thrown out trying to go over 10 minutes, man. Just do you. Do what makes you
like
happy.
Driving an old car. They got over 300,000. Oh, you trying to roll it over? That bitch started to shake.
I'm so sorry to
it's going down
to the young lady that experiences this. I feel bad for you, but just stick with him because he's a good man.
Nah, you ain't never been in a car about to break down.
Oh yeah,
that bitch get the wiggling on.
God, can't go over 60 miles an hour.
Oh God,
that nigga said.
Woo!
All right,
let's carry on, man.
Savannah. All right,
let's carry on.
All right. What I want to start
talking about my ED on the damn show.
Shit. He called ED.
I ain't got that. I'm just bullshitting, y'all.
All right, man. So over the weekend, man, I did get the privilege of checking out Dreamville Fest. I do want to start, man, with I am seeing the effects of with my young teenage kid. I'm seeing the effects of how internet chatter can like interfere with how that like they read comments. So I could imagine what it's like going to school. But I never been to a festival before. So this is my first music festival. I never been to one. Of course, she's never been to one. Her first music festival. Special occasion. Special occasion. But the week of, she dumped me. She said she didn't want to go because the internet was talking shit because they replaced Chris Brown with 50 Cent, which was kind of like the final straw in the hat because the lineup wasn't good anyway. Like, people was like, the lineup isn't good.
Excuse me.
So I tried to explain to her, like, you know, it's a music festival. Go for the vibes. And so I don't know if have y'all been to a music festival? Ever?
I mean, that shit lasts all day.
I don't think so.
Yeah, all day. This shit starts at 1, ends at about 10, 11. So, went up to the city of Raleigh, went up to Dorothea Dix Park. That's where they hold Dreamville Festival every year. You could smell the marijuana on the walk-up.
I bet.
In North Carolina, where marijuana is not legal at all, and there was plenty of police in the area, and they did not give one fucking
TCH,
shit.
Or THCA?
Bro, hey, no one knows. Gonna do shit. But it was that loud. It was some of that was that loud. Some of that was that old school OG Kush. Some of that, you know, you can smell the varieties. But we got dressed. We walked up. I love the hustle, man. Just to paint a picture. If we was downtown Raleigh, it was a lot of photographers walking around just taking photos, getting content. Mm. And they was charging if you wanted your pictures. Like, they took pictures you
smart,
wanted them.
That's smart.
So I like that hustle, seeing a hustle in a town like Raleigh. I come from Charlotte, so like, if you listen to this podcast, you're not from North Carolina. Or if you're from North Carolina, Charlotte is a larger city than Raleigh. Raleigh's like a baby large city. So I like the hustle, man. But anyway, we walked through the park. On the walk up, you smell the marijuana. You got guys out there hustling T-shirts. But then you get to the gates. You walk through the gates, man, and it's like a music carnival. Photo opportunity booths. They had unlimited water. You had Patron tents. You had the Tito-sponsored tent. And then you had, like, food vendors, like all kind of food vendors, pizza, Greek food. Lobster rolls, like you name it, they had it. It was all inclusive. You got your the Ferris wheel. You got your Ferris wheel that was there. And then you had two stages, Rise and Shine. Now this park is known for sunflowers. I didn't see any sunflowers, but this park is known for sunflowers. But it was so many people there on day one. The weather was dope. When I got there, Schoolboy Q was on stage.
Hey.
Got to check out a little bit of Schoolboy Q.
He do something from his new album?
Yep. Definitely did something from Blue Laces. You heard Blue Laces?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He did, you know, something for Blue Laces. The crowd really didn't know it, but then he got back into his old school bag, you know what I'm saying, with that part. And so me and my daughter, we rocked out to that. And then I think we hit the other stage. Who was the second person we watched perform that day? J.I.D. J.I.D. came out.
Ask, was them niggas in it?
Yeah.
Like Earth Gang, all them?
Yeah, but the first day we showed up at 6. It was people that had been there since 1, 3 o'clock. And when I say, like, all day music fest, when I say, like, it was a vibe, like, that shit, like, online is a lie. Because when you pull up to the festival, you see all the people. You see, like, there's celebs in the building. It's, like, really people at this festival. So while they was giving this lineup hell, like, the grown-up in me just knew, like, hey, baby girl, you got to come to the festival. It's going to be a vibe. It's going to be people here. It's going to be a thing. Like, they had tents where it was just like an all-day party. So, in the VIP, they had like a club, all-day party. You hear the DJ during the performances. That's what they was doing, partying. They had box seats. They had built boxes by the Shine stage. And it was all these box seats where you could buy box seats and you could sit in box seats.
That's dope.
They had a Bacardi tent.
Shout out to Bacardi.
It was a Latin club. A all day Latin club. I'm talking about the shit was popping. They was in there Bad doing Bunny. Bachata. They was doing playing. Yeah, all of that. Spanish joints. All in the joints.
Like the little club we went to in Atlanta on accident that night.
Oh my lord. but way more women.
Yeah.
And it was popping. I mean, no, that was popping too. But like it no was popping. Popping.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was popping. Popping.
No
that was
diddy.
Popping
it's
too.
Atlanta.
No diddy.
And then, of course, you got the merch and the vendors and all that. But we arrived. Schoolboy Q was on stage. He did his thing. We seen J.I.D. perform a little bit.
He killed it.
J.I.D. definitely killed it. Then I started to explain to my daughter, like, yo, all that online cheddar, it started to hit me. I was like, yo, 50 Cent about to pop on this stage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but 50 Cent that guy. And I understand, like, that's no replacement for Chris Brown.
Yeah.
But when he hit this stage, they gonna go crazy. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened.
What did he open with?
You
what
could
up,
me?
Gangsta?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
He opens up with What Up, Gangsta. Now, only downside was the sound quality during some of these performances was kind of fucked up. So they had some sound issues going on during Dreamville Fest. That was the only downside. But this is day one. And then the last performer that night, because we came to see SZA, but we made it through like 4 songs. It got real cold. So the next day, day two, was actually way better. Just because the weather was better, and when it got nighttime and then cold. On day two, back to the vibes, of course, we came. She was more excited now. I kept reminding her, like, you dumped me this week. Like, you said you was going to sell your ticket. She was like, don't throw that in my face all day.
She gonna sell your ticket.
Yeah, so who had the best performance to you?
So Jeezy.
Jeezy had the best performance?
Well, that's because it was, you know, it's Jeezy. Jeezy, my favorite rapper. If I had to go, the best performance is J. Cole.
Okay.
Just to be all the way real. But day two, and I will say this festival was on time. There was a schedule, there was time blocks, and nobody was late. So day two, I really wanted to see Ray Sherman perform. I'm real big fan of Ray Sherman.
I bet that was hard.
No flex. Zone.
We get there, Ray Sherman. I see how you hype up a crowd. Like it was a world class lesson on how you get niggas to rage and go crazy. Like they hit the stage and they did every, like, come on, man. They did all they joints. They did the joints I didn't know. They did joints I knew. I watched them. Hey, get this motherfucker pop. Like the way they performed.
Did they do Unforgettable?
Unforgettable. Yeah. They did that.
Shout out.
They did
Ray
Sativa. Sherman, they did everything, man. It was a solid set because Monica was late. So we got there about the time Monica was going to be on stage. Damn. By the damn time we got shoes. There, Monica had 15 minutes left in her set. So while Ray Sherman was stupid. On, she was still performing. But she didn't have many songs.
Yeah.
So Ray Sherman
What's
said...
What's Monica's best song?
I can't think.
Yeah, off
the
top.
But Ray Sherman had a great, great set. Then we roll over to the Jeezy set. And I'm watching the crowd.
What Jeezy open with?
I'm watching everybody shift over.
Kid
damn.
Jeezy, I got him.
No. I can't even remember
Air
what
Forces?
Open with. No.
This is
that's not Air Forces. Bitch, get your mind right.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Let me talk
yeah.
to him.
Get your
bitch,
mind right.
Yeah, get your mind right. I think that's what he opened. His DJ was good. And DJ, even though he was like 5 minutes late to his set, most people were punctual. He was 5 minutes late. Even though he was 5 minutes late on that set, it was pretty solid. Mm-hmm. It went all the way through. If you cut the music, you didn't need him to rap a word. That shit is ghetto gospel. And to watch like that many thousand people know it.
People
word
love Jeezy.
For word, for word. All generations, yeah. Young, old. And on day two, I seen niggas my age. I was like, oh, shit, what's up, bro? Like, I seen a few niggas my age on day one, but I was really seeing. On
day
two,
they was there.
Day two, strong. Now, Nicki Minaj was late to her performance.
I believe it.
Yeah, she was mad late. She was supposed to go on about 8:15-ish, and she didn't get there to like 9. So she performed.
Damn, she did the barbs dirty.
Yeah,
barbs.
I mean, not to be funny, when you got there on day two, it was an influx of gays and trans. You knew.
It was the bars.
I was like, okay, they're here for Nicki.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she did do them dirty because also on the festival, people go to get spots close to the stage for the performer they want to see. Mm-hmm. And they wait there. So they might miss a few performances.
They were there all day there.
Because we got to our spot for J. Cole an hour before he got on stage. Mm. And we were close.
That's what's up.
And so,
I see.
Before J. Cole get on stage, we go back to the little club. My daughter has her first little club experience.
All right. The brother took her to the club.
it was not the real club, but you know what I'm saying. They had like a little, we was going into the little Latino
what
bar.
You was a chaperone?
Hey.
Nah.
She 20, bro. She 20.
Nah, they didn't dance. Like, it was like they was doing Latin dances. So she got on the little train and they was, Gasolina came on. They did like this train through the club. She got on that.
She over there dancing like this.
I was like, yo.
She came by no looking. Hey.
Get that tray from over here.
The grown ass away from my daughter, Dick.
One thing about having kids that don't get old is when you lose them, your heart will always drop. So we get, it's time for Cole to come on finally.
Now, here we go. This is my favorite part. We get into the emotions. Let's hear it.
We pushing forward. Now, J. Cole is my daughter's favorite artist. So I want to see this moment happen. You know what I'm saying? The look in her eye, the excitement. She just couldn't stop talking about J. Cole. Wow. Like, J. Cole, J. Cole, J. Cole. So here it is, the moment. He coming out on stage. I got my phone up, too. I ain't never seen J. Cole. I love J. Cole. So we got our phones up. We're recording. She's in front of me, maybe a row or two in front of me. I'm like, hey, I know you're trying to get close, but, you know, I'm about 40, goddamn.
Hey.
I can't get that close. So the curtain comes up. J. Cole's sitting on his old Honda Civic, and he's performing a new joint off the I Might Delete Later, like track 2. When I looked down to find her, the crowd had moved up. And so there was space, and they were moving up. Now I've lost her. Nigga, phone goes down in pocket. I'm like, she was in this direction. I'm looking in this direction. I don't see her. This nigga is performing. I can't relax. I can't get into it. I can't rap no lyrics. Everybody around me is just in J. Cole heaven, and I can't find her. By the third song, I get a tap on my shoulder. It's her. I'm like, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Damn, Landon.
And I was able to vibe out, man. But I was happy to see her, like, see her favorite artist for the first time. That shit brought, like, an unbelievable amount of emotions. It was a weekend. I got to share that with her. But I think the illest shit was the shit that was going on behind the scenes with the whole beef, watching it play out live. When he got on stage that night to close out, he was about to do Love Yours. I knew he was about to apologize for that Kendrick shit.
You just
that's
knew
like
it.
My favorite J. Cole song.
Yeah, it's one of mine too.
Yeah.
And yeah, he stars. He, you know, he does a great. First of all, a great performer. He bought out Black. He bought out Dreamville.
You talking about Six Black?
Six Black.
Yep.
Yeah,
Six
I fuck with Black. That nigga.
He bought out Jeremiah. He bought out Drake. Durkio.
Okay.
Lil Durk.
Yeah.
He didn't bring out Drake. Everybody was anticipating Drake. He didn't bring out Drake. He brought out my man Central C. He brought out everybody he had a feature with in the last year. Benny the Butcher. So
he had everybody in town.
Yeah, he brought out a lot of people on his set. And it was, I thought it was dope. I appreciated it. A lot of people were let down. They wanted to see him bring Drake out.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
But didn't Drake come last year?
Yeah, he did.
You can't expect Drake to show up 2 years in a row.
Exactly. Thank you.
And especially on a surprise, I'm putting Drake on the marquee.
Thank you. So,
oh yeah, he gonna be on there.
He sit down and he get that whole speech, man. And honestly, as an adult, I kind of can appreciate you doing that. Like, I don't really want to see a rap beef between y'all, because the whole weekend there was TDE artists performing at your event.
Yeah,
you had SZA, you had Schoolboy Q. You know what I'm saying? I think one of them dudes, Kaz, is even cool with somebody from the West Coast. I think he is. So you got Kendrick friends here at your festival performing. It's like weird to see y'all beef.
Yeah, the beef never made sense to me.
I never took it as beef with them.
It wasn't.
Because it's just like them niggas, first of all, they are conscious rappers. I don't care what nobody say. They both conscious rappers. They both rap that positive shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I already knew when they was going at each other that it was more wordplay than it was actions. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was like, to me, I felt like both verses was hard. But if you asking me who won, I'm ultimately giving it to J. Cole, because this nigga dropped the album and you dropped the song.
I wouldn't give it to anybody. I just think they just need to not. They don't like they can battle, but they don't have to battle like directly. They could just whoever got the best album or whoever dropping the hottest songs. Like that's
but
my
see,
battle.
That, I mean, that,
they don't have to go bar for bar.
But you gotta have the drama, bro. You gotta
when it's real drama though. But these niggas like each other.
That's true. Now, but see, they making it seem like Kendrick is on some snake shit. Like he'll shake your hand and say some shit about you on the song. In the giga, I looked at the documentary on this shit. Believe it or not, it's a documentary on their beef on YouTube.
But they don't have a beef. That's the thing. His beef is with
disagreement.
Drake. Kendrick beef is with Drake.
Yeah.
They can make up whatever they want about him and J. Cole, but there was no beef. You made that song and you kind of sent the shot to J. Cole. And like J. Cole said, my friends hyped me up to do that. I ain't even want to do that. So why did I do that? He took the song off streaming services a week later, which would be the day like it's no longer available. So I mean, a lot of people was calling it career suicide. I don't even see it that way,
no,
man.
How?
I just don't enjoy rap beef, because when we were coming up, those guys used to fight each other, and I don't want to see no violence. You know what I'm saying? Like it could get violent, and I don't want to see it get violent. I don't, you know, we men, like it ain't but so much jawing we gonna do. So Kendrick real problem has been for years with Drake. They finally about to battle it out and beef it out. Let that be it. You stay out. I feel like you did the right thing. Bowed out gracefully, apologized. I'm pretty sure he gonna get dissed on the next Kendrick song.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And it is what it is. Like, but to me, it don't remove him out of my top three lyricists. You know what I'm saying? Out of my top five lyricists. Like, the man is still talented. But all in all, man, the festival was great. I'm glad he dropped out of the shit, but I walked away from that shit feeling fulfilled. It was dope to see him. I finally seen Jeezy for the first time. I never seen Jeezy for the first time. And so, that's that. I mean, the talk all week has been him bowing out, and now it's no longer the big three, it's the big two. I don't really, I honestly don't even want to get, like, I don't have an opinion on that. I just know Drake and Kendrick, them niggas got beef, and I just want to see what happened next. I hope it don't get violent. That's all I can say.
That's gonna get violent.
I feel like it is gonna get violent. I feel like
I still don't understand they beef. I just know they've been throwing shots at each other
for years.
Yeah.
For years,
well, I think with Kendrick, man, if anybody calling themselves the best, I feel like he just gonna be like, I'm better than you.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nah, I feel like he got something in the clip about Drake. A lot of people got some secrets on Drake, so yeah. I'm just wondering what we about to find out.
But what you think he got in the clip?
I don't know. I just
Drake might not want to beef anymore either, because after that Pusha T shit, he might be like, nah, I think I'm straight on the beef.
Yeah, man. That speaks volumes. If Drake don't ever say nothing, if Drake don't say nothing, he won.
I feel like that shit come with the territory. Definitely when you the best.
Now, that could be it. Definitely. People going to shoot at Drake because
he the best.
Yeah, and people, his name ring bells. You can go out there and diss Wale. It ain't going to get as many songs. It ain't going to get as many spins as if you go diss Drake.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I love Wale.
Man.
Wale, though.
For Lauren.
So.
I knew you was going to say that. I woke up 11. Go ahead, my bad.
I woke up yesterday, man, and I got this news flash on my phone, man, that the GOAT died, man. OJ Simpson passed away.
No,
bro.
You didn't. But he was the GOAT. I ain't even going to front. Niggas don't understand. That nigga Juice was that nigga, though.
Okay, yeah.
He was that nigga.
So, a lot of people were shitting on OJ.
Yeah, man.
Understandably so. I'm not going to shit on OJ on this podcast because he's a black man and he was acquitted of that murder. He, as far as we know, they didn't prove that he did anything. So us saying that he killed somebody is speculation, but it ain't, he never admitted to it and we don't have any evidence saying he did it. But I want to tell y'all, I want to remember OJ for who he was, though.
The GOAT.
So I'm going to break this down for y'all for who OJ was in the 70s, man. Before the trial, OJ was a Heisman Trophy winner at University of Southern California.
100.
He was drafted first overall by the Bills in 1969. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. Whew. A first-team NFL All-Pro from 72 to 76. He led the league in rushing yards for four seasons, twice in rushing touchdowns and points scored, and became the first NFL player to rush for more than 2,000 yards. And he is the only player to ever do it in a 14-game regular season. We in the 18-game regular season now. That was 14 back then. He acted in... and appeared on shit like Dragnet.
That's a lot of my yards.
He was in Roots. He was in some shit called The Klansman. He was in The Towering Inferno, The Cassandra Crossing, Capricorn One. He was on budget car rental commercials.
Killing the game.
Orenthal Productions was his production company. He made a cameo in Naked Gun.
Hold on.
He was also in Back to the Beach. He commentated on Monday Night Football and the NFL on NBC, and hosted SNL. So when this shit happened, if your parents were born in the 50s or 60s, they knew who the fuck the Juice was. The Juice was the man during his time. And in these last couple days, in these last couple years before he rode off into the sunset, he was the man.
Roll off to sunset.
No, he did. He rode off into the sunset. Great. He golfed a lot in Florida. He found Twitter. He gave us his sports takes. We trashed him, called him a murderer. Then he ends up doing a weekly slot on It Is What It Is with Cam and Mace.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Let's not forget, my nigga did the realest shit of all.
Here we go.
That nigga went and got his shit back.
Oh, yo. He served time, not for
shit
murder.
Ball, nigga.
He got his shit back. He took my memorabilia, nigga. I need that back.
My nigga went up there.
Gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
And got arrested. But still, he got his shit back.
He got his shit back.
I still don't understand.
That's what matters.
So all I'm saying is, when somebody passes, y'all motherfuckers like to get on this internet, Caitlyn Jenner, and say shit like good riddance. it is very beneath you to talk about somebody who is not here.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
No matter what they did, they are gone.
That's fucked up.
Taylor Jenner that
man,
got some nerve.
I will say, just for the NFL stats alone, that man left a hell of a legacy.
He did.
He left a hell of a legacy, he dog. Did. And that man was that nigga, bro. He was did. Like...
The nigga not like, black, he OJ.
I'm trying to think who he at was that time, like before, before they were... I can't say Emmitt, because Emmitt was a fool.
No, nobody. No, before, you talking about stats-wise?
Yeah, like, who no, was
OJ
right?
was before that? Him? Nah, it was just him and Walter Payton,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, it was him and Walter Payton. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, OJ yeah. was... So when it does finally go down in 95 with the white Bronco, before we have the racial divide from the Rodney King shit, you got to understand the world, at some point, was lost on the fact that I can't believe the Juice would do something like this. It's the Juice.
Yeah, man.
And that's what I mean. Like, the Juice was on your TV. The Juice was not only just an NFL great, he was an actor. He was definitely a crossover human being. So when you hear somebody say, nah, I'm not black, I'm OJ, like, he really was OJ. Like, the yeah. rules didn't apply to OJ. The rules didn't apply so much to OJ that he negotiated his surrender from that car chase.
Yeah.
He negotiated going home, surrendering in his home, allowing the police to arrest him in his home, and don't show me coming out to this car. Negotiated. That's power.
Yeah.
That's a lot of power for a black person.
That's LeBron James status.
Yeah, he was.
Them people love him. Juice.
But to hear like
take you in.
To hear the news, yeah. Yeah, hey man, we gotta do it, Juice. That's how they was. And to hear them only focus on the domestic violence. The only focus on the abuse that happened with him and Nicole Brown sister. Like, I get that's yeah. a thing.
The but headlines all said, like, no, none of them said Heisman Trophy winner dies. Yeah. They say known for his murder trial or something, man, 1996 murder
that
trial.
That shit was amazing, bro. Like,
I mean, it was. It was groundbreaking. He invented yeah. reality TV with that shit.
I will say it's a couple dudes that got off in court that's just, like, rememberable in my lifetime. And that's Uncle Luke. And OJ is definitely one of them. You know what I'm saying?
What Uncle Luke get off for?
Man, Uncle Luke got off for his copyrights. He the reason why you got parental guidance on
oh,
shit.
Okay.
What about George Zimmerman, man?
No.
Nah, that nigga shouldn't have got off.
No, he shouldn't
no,
have.
No, I'm off. Saying these are black people that did get off.
Oh, you like saying that it's good that they got off.
I said there's only said two black people off. I know that really don't okay, got off okay. like that. And that's them two niggas.
Yeah.
That's funny. I wonder how white people will write up. George, when George Zimmerman passes, will he only be remembered for murdering?
Freedom fighter. You
know? Yeah, yeah. Or will it be the other way around? And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not negating the fact that he might have did those heinous things to his wife. I'm not negating that. But that's not how you paint an image of somebody who passes away. Let's try to be respectful of our black. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are our black people. It's not yeah. that we... when it comes to black media, the black media should just be more respectful. Yeah.
Well, you know how it is. And man. I didn't see people want to be the one to go viral.
I didn't see anything clickbait. Bad from black media. Yeah. It was mainly just white media trying to, you know, only focus on the case with him and Nicole Brown Simpson. The fact that he still owed the Goldman's money. I think he owed him $114 million because he was
found. For the lawsuit?
Yeah, he was found guilty.
They ain't getting that bread. They been selling some of them helmets.
They tried to get his pension. They couldn't get his pension.
Couldn't get it.
I was gonna say, man, what y'all outside of the murder, what y'all think the OJ legacy OJ of OJ will be? And if y'all think it's just the murder,
I mean, I think that's what it's gonna be known for probably the rest of his every time his name mentioned.
For me, it'll be a couple things. I will say, when I first started like it knowing what comedy was, I was watching Top Gun or Naked Gun.
Oh yeah, Naked Gun.
33 and a half. And I would see him in that. You know what I'm saying? And I would see him try to be funny. With some shit, he wasn't that funny. But it was dope to see him do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. Step out of his lane and do that shit. And then, like I said, all the records he broke, my dad talked about that man like he could do no wrong. He was like,
he was an athlete,
bro. Yeah, man. He was that guy. And, you know, it was just... You know, what he left behind, man, I mean, outside the negativity, man, if you look at it for what it is, man, he lived a great life. Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad I got to be
a part
of the witness.
Especially his last years. He kind of like, he had that fucking in him. I don't know how long he had cancer, but he kind of had that fucking in him where he's like, this is who I am. I'm going to be all up in y'all face. Mm-hmm. I don't care what comments you leave under my post.
Yep.
I don't care what you say about me.
Never got out of character, too. They would go crazy under his post. He never got out of character. Mm-hmm. He never showed us.
One thing that bothers me about death is, like, you'll see a person, and right before they die, you'll see them and you'll be like, damn, man, they look good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You'll be like, damn, you look good. Because mm-hmm. when he was on All the Smoke, he looked good. He looked like he was doing all
right.
Right. You know
I didn't even know he had cancer.
And then next thing you know, just bam, that quick.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was thinking about that when I had COVID last. I was just like, it's funny how shit takes a turn like that. Because mm-hmm. just the day before, I was in the gym. I was upbeat. Mm-hmm. I had energy. I'm singing and dancing.
I hate COVID.
And just like that, I'm like,
yeah.
So I can imagine like seeing him well one day, getting that diagnosis, and then it just, you know, because it, you know, it happened. It can happen. It can happen fast. For
yeah,
you.
Man, it's crazy.
But man, rest in peace to Orenthal James Simpson.
Orenthal.
Other than that, man, let's get into this TV, man. What's going on, man? What's new? What's new? What y'all watching?
I ain't watching.
97, Eggman.
Oh, okay. Stop lying, Fallout. They was watching Fallout. Before we started the podcast, these niggas went on the Nerdcast.
I ain't even going to front. I'm feeling Fallout, though. I'm feeling it.
It was a hell of a game.
I like how it's starting. I'm only on episode two.
Tell me what Fallout is.
Okay.
Like, what is Fallout?
Yeah. So, first of all, hold up. I'm going to say my part, and then I want you to say your part, because okay. I got a little
you can say my
fuzzy
part.
Y'all got 5 minutes on Fallout. I'm telling you. All right, I'm going to need two.
All right, listen.
Go ahead, bro.
But tell me what it is first.
All right, so think about this, right? It was a video game that was made into a series. So keep that.
Okay.
And it's about a futuristic type of scenario to where the point they had this nice city and it was like metropolis. You know what a metropolis is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a dope ass city. So, okay, that bitch got nuked.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pick up with the story of the people that were living in that city. It wasn't it New California or some shit?
This one, they take place in California.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? You pick up with the people after the fallout. I don't know how that nigga was alive that long. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a dystopia. It's a look into a dystopian society. And what you should do and what you should. I've always looked at Fallout like a choice game. You know what I'm saying? Because they always have like that little scenario.
Yeah, you can play as evil or you can play as
okay,
or as good.
So the TV show is about this.
So yes. So I guess the basis is there was a world war.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had their hands on the nukes. Somebody pressed a button, then somebody else pressed a button, and so the whole world ends up going into like getting nuked.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole world is dystopian now, but this certain series takes place in California. And like these people would, like if you were rich during that time, you could pay to go to a vault during a nuclear outbreak.
Okay.
So some people lived in vaults. Mm-hmm. And then
Fallout shelter.
So they would they raise their kids. They would die in these vaults. And they did this for 200 years.
Oh.
And then after 200 years, it would apparently be safe for you to come out and rebuild
society. Yeah.
And this is on Amazon. Right?
This is on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, but it didn't work out that way because some people have been living up above this vaults for years, for 200 years. So now these vault dwellers are starting to come out of the vaults, and they like, oh shit, people already been living here.
Yeah.
Ah.
One thing I don't get is how everybody is not radiated.
I think the death claws are a result of radiation.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so like the roaches got super big because
the
of the radiation.
And then like one bite, they have like
the
a special
fish
one.
Got super big because of radiation.
So what, the roaches just walking around big?
Nah, they just flying around. Like imagine a roach, but that motherfucker the size of a pit bull.
Like you need a gun to kill it.
Oh, it'll attack you?
Yeah. And you know how bugs come up and bite you when they small? They gonna come up and bite you now, but they big.
Are they in the show?
Yes, they got roaches in the show. Yep. They got the fish. They showed the fish already. They showed the bear.
When they show the fish?
I might be further ahead than you.
Oh, okay.
But they got the bear in there.
The bear was in the video game.
Yeah.
That bear was a fool.
But yeah, so the premise of the show was about a girl who comes up from the vault. She's trying to find her dad. Her dad got kidnapped out of the vault.
By Raiders.
And this is her first time being out of the vault. So she's like meeting all these people. And she see how it's cutthroat out here in the world now.
Similar to what it is now.
All right, man. That's
I love dystopian shows, Walking Dead, stuff like that.
I'm gonna check this out.
Last of Us.
Speaking of Walking Dead, that it's walking ass.
Yeah, that last the Rick and Michonne series sucked.
Okay,
that shit is walking ass.
X-Men 97. Are we on it?
Yes.
All right. Before we get to X-Men 97, man.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
BMF. What did I miss?
Oh, shout out to my nigga Meech. So Meech went to St. Louis. The acting just got worse. He's got a new love interest.
He got a new love interest everywhere he go.
Yeah, he do. He got him a girl in different cities. So him and the dude, I don't know if you remember, he met that guy at the, it wasn't Freaknik. It was the DJ in Atlanta. He mm-hmm. met the dude from St. Louis and his brother played baseball.
Oh, yeah.
So he goes up to there with them to do business with them, but the brother ends up getting kidnapped. The baseball playing brother ends up getting kidnapped, and they got to try to get him back. And then back in Detroit, T is going through it with the dyke chick, and
her crazy ass.
Yeah, she is too much for me.
I do not like her character at all.
Me either.
This motherfucker got to go.
Yeah, I can't wait till she die.
I want the next season to be fast forwarded to the 2000s.
Yeah.
Because if we got to deal with this backstory bullshit for too much longer.
The only storyline I care about, which resulted the same way in last season, is Charles and Lucille.
Yeah, it's getting a little loose, yeah, man.
Charles and Lucille storyline the best right now.
Mm. They need to speed this shit up. It's getting a little loose.
Because I still don't understand
loose.
What Meek's plan is, because Meek all over the place. Like, is he trying to take over Atlanta? Now he in St. Louis?
No, he's trying to take over the world. Like, he's trying to supply the whole United States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So his plan is to get... So but his plan is to set up distribution, Georgia being his hub, bring it in from Miami to Georgia, and then get it to St. Louis and out to California. So it'll pretty much, and then, you know, you already got your Detroit. So these will be your big place. And then eventually they get Texas. So these will end up eventually in the backside of this story being these big hubs that they're going to later on bust. They know about this whole operation.
Yeah.
Those hubs, pretty much, if you're getting cocaine during that time, like that early 2000s period, you was getting it from BMF. Beach. That's how big he's trying to make this operation. And so he's been trying to get Terry to see that.
Yeah.
But Terry
can't see nothing.
Terry trying to keep this shit.
Definitely
can't
eye.
Terry want this shit to stay a mom and pop operation. But me just thinking corporation.
That's funny because the end of the show, this last episode, Terry told his homeboy that he was like, he said, in a few weeks, we're not going to be mom and pop no more. We're going to be a big box store.
I mean, pretty much. That's what's happening here. So
it's crazy how much thought and fucking time and fucking energy that niggas put into illegal activity.
But it's not bad. It's a business.
I'm about to say, you got to look
how
at it.
They,
I mean, they ain't doing nothing much than what Zuckerberg did.
Bruh, well, why don't you do it legally?
And you can't sell cocaine legally, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Get away from the cocaine.
Which one you think is going out here and start cutting
take
grass?
Take your million-dollar idea and modify it and come up with something
you
legal.
Sound crazy. First of all.
You do a little bit.
Because something
distribution.
Because something is illegal doesn't make it wrong.
What?
Because something is illegal, it does not make it wrong.
So fentanyl ain't wrong? Go ahead.
Fentanyl is actually a legal substance. It's a Schedule II substance, and you need certain licenses to have fentanyl in your possession.
It's so to possess it, good.
To possess fentanyl without those licenses, no, it is wrong. Just like cocaine is in certain drugs, so therefore they have to have cocaine to make certain drugs. It's not wrong, but in certain situations, it's wrong. Yeah. Every law for right and wrong doesn't legally, I mean, really mean it's right or it's wrong. So I don't look at drug dealers as, I look at drug dealers as people who have access to something, which is usually something illegal, mm-hmm. whether that be guns, drugs, it could be CDs, movies that they don't have no business having. It could be stealing out of stores and selling it on the streets, but whatever it is, they have access to it. And what they do is they create infrastructure with little to nothing and make a whole lot of something. It's kind of hard to legally make that same amount of money because once you get litigations and laws involved, hey, you got taxes to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You got licenses to pay for. You got all kinds of shit. Like, businesses don't make money. Like, your first year in business,
you don't make
money. And
people going to try to cut you out.
Oh, I'm learning that.
Yeah.
Like the people that's already doing what you do, trying to do, they're going to make sure you don't get as big as them.
Legally. The first season showed that. Like, when they were trying to build their network or build their connections, you had so many people trying to
keep them
from doing that, from cutting in, from taking over.
Same rules apply.
Back when the acting was decent.
But it's actually kind of fucked up to go to somebody who family don't have two nickels to rub together and say, man, you should apply that to this. They poor now. They need a dollar now. Mm-hmm. So whatever they have to apply it to what they have access to.
I feel what you're saying, but logically, how is that sound if it's not going to last? If you're doing something illegal and you know you need to keep it going, but your absence will not keep it going by going to jail, then how it's like you setting up to fail.
But they're not thinking of it long. It's not, I mean, and I think that's the thing. So Terry is very much long-term thinking, like what James is saying. Meech is like, here's the issue right now. We have people that need and want drugs. We can get the drugs. We can make the money now. I'm not worried about the at home, the family stuff, how it look, us, you know, playing nice. We need to get this money. So it's like when you're, from a drug dealer's perspective, they're not trying to retire from it. Like this is the game.
This is the game. This is what I'm doing, and I'm doing
just playing
this.
The game.
I'm doing this, and I mean, I don't fault those people. It's just unfortunate that it's against the law for you to do what you do.
I mean, because I know plenty of older people, my great aunts, great uncles, grandmas that ran the numbers. They wanted that quick money then. They weren't trying to wait, you know.
That's true. I feel like anything that you buy, though, you should be subject to the side effects or consequences that it has. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you went out there and bought it with your whole heart, no matter what it is, like cocaine, fentanyl, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you went out there and bought it and something happens to you, then I feel like that's on you. You bought it.
Yeah, I mean, they're willing. They know what they up against. They know the jail time that they're going to face when they get busted with this amount of weight. Like, they're well aware of the risk, and they okay with the risk. Yeah.
Which is why Meech is trying to flip it to using the highway when he was standing under the bridges, and he was saying, we have our whole network. We got
access to everything.
Access right here. We got access to all planes, of everything.
We need trucks. Yeah. Also this, man, access. When I say access, when I say black people don't have access, white people have access. So when I talk about access, like, they have access to certain things and they have to use that access. If you're in a middle class, richer, upper neighborhood community and the owner of Coca-Cola next door to you and the owner of this live here and the guy who manages three car lots live here, well, then once you finish high school, there goes your job. We don't have that. Don't nobody in our neighborhood own shit. They don't manage shit. They don't know shit.
That's why you're gonna be a cashier.
So what they do own... I got a couple keys. I can put you on. Hey, that can help my family today. That's a job. It's just illegal. So, I mean, it's tomato, tomato, man.
I mean, at the time. But while we are not promoting, you go do that now.
You do what you want.
You now have access to...
Y'all come work for me, young people.
Ain't no, I mean, you got access y'all to people that own me. I got a job things. For you. So, yeah, like, it's... entrepreneur spirit can go anywhere.
It can. All right, X-Men 97.
All right, man. Let's get into it. Rogue-a-ho.
Hold on, man.
Rogue-a-ho, just trying to be touched.
Who wrote this shit, man?
That they said they hired the same staff back, the ones that were still living.
I ain't gonna lie, man. So X-Men 97, we haven't really been talking about it on this show because it's just been cool. The first couple episodes have been cool.
Yeah.
They've been some cool shit. This last episode was... not for kids.
Yeah. Right. It was the best episode.
It was not for kids. Hey, the worst part of this episode was when Rogue and Magneto was dancing. I went to sleep. But anyway.
Oh, they was getting it on.
Mm-hmm. Nigga.
Chappelle.
A love triangle if I ain't never seen one. If y'all don't know what X-Men is, fast forward at least five minutes.
Man, everybody was fucking.
If y'all know what X-Men is, at least fast forward 5 minutes. Yeah, this shit get good. So where I'm at with this right now is, so the real Jean is back at the house.
Yeah. The real Jean.
Fake Jean is trying to be with Cyclops in his mind.
Telepathically.
That shit crazy. When I found out that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I said, damn. And Jean was, go ahead.
That shit had me. I thought that was Jean.
So if y'all don't know, man, in this storyline, Cyclops had a baby with Jean. But it wasn't Jean. It was a Jean that Sinister, another bad guy, that if you don't understand X-Men talk, just fast forward 5 minutes, had. Now, so he's trying to be with her on some type of plane.
Yeah.
And he got busted.
But I feel like Jean should be a little bit more understanding than she is right
a
now.
A woman be understanding?
Right.
Watch your mouth.
But my thing is, my man had sex with the clone and had a baby with the clone because he thought it was you. The clone was perfect. Like,
so
it was.
You're saying but that she should know. Like, she shouldn't be too mad at him.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't know your ass was at the bottom of the ocean.
That's like a nigga fucking your twin, but he didn't know it was your twin.
Nah, nigga, shut your ass up. You know that this your twin. In this situation, it's crazy. But like, you know what I'm saying? That's just like if you got a clone and your man is with your clone while you at the bottom of the ocean. He just continuing what he do on the regular.
Well, he gotta make a decision then.
He was calling her Jean and everything. He ain't know her name was Madeline.
Right. I'm saying now he gotta make a decision.
But my thing is, you asking this man, I know this is a show, stick with us, 5 minutes. But look, you asking this man that had a baby by somebody he thought was you.
Mm-hmm. And he don't know how long he's been messing with her too.
And then on top of that, he don't even know where the baby at right now.
No, right. He know where the baby is.
No, he don't.
He sent it to the future. He sent it off with Bishop.
Oh, yeah, he did send it with Bishop. But it ain't with him.
So right. He missed his son, that's all.
No, not only that. If
he
you know anything,
her, too.
If you know anything about Cyclops, Cyclops was abandoned by Corsair. Corsair is Cyclops' father. So Corsair is a
you taking us away from the show.
Well, anyways, he was abandoned by the niggas.
Okay, there we go.
He was abandoned. So
I thought his dad was a warlock or something.
No, his name is Corsair. But anyways... That nigga has abandonment issues, and that's why he just opted out on his son.
All right, then. Let me find out a little psychology behind Cyclops and why he acts the way he acts.
I always thought Genosha was a setup.
Yeah.
It had to be.
This is what I'm talking about, how they harping off
in the mic.
People.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about, how they harping off. See, you're starting to see a lot of this shit, too.
Go ahead.
Because they pretty much painted Genosha as Africa. Keep it real. If you heard the sounds and the songs, them shits was sounding a lot soulful.
Right.
What's going on? And I do get that in the comics they were trying to relay mutants to black people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's funny to see those type of sounds go into what you're trying to relay into this message. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you think it's wrong?
I don't think it's wrong, but it's just like, it's kind of like, I don't know how to feel about it.
Okay.
I don't know how to feel about it because
I
feel like
answer.
I feel like it's like you painting Magneto as a Malcolm X type person, but Magneto white. You see what I'm saying?
That's so the way they got to do it, though.
Yeah, but
I feel you.
I'm not buying into. I'm not that type. Like, I get the comparisons, but I take X-Men for X-Men. Like, I'm taking the show for what it is. I'm not looking no deeper. Like, I see the mutants getting set up. And it's a reason why niggas ain't trying to... We seen it with old Genosha. It's a reason why motherfuckers not trying to move to Genosha. You got us all in one place. If you ever want to drop the bomb on us, you could.
And they did.
And they... But I... Okay, so...
That's where...
The
I don't
end
know
is where this
from.
Shit got good. First of all, amazing fight scene. Mm-hmm. Amazing fight
Super
scene.
Sentinel.
So I need to understand. So that's what that was.
I don't know. That's what I called it. I don't know what
Three
the name
heads.
Is.
Because this remind me of Days of the Future Past. Do you remember on Days of the Future Past where the mute in the beginning where they was trying to set it up for Wolverine to go back in the past to make all this shit go away? So that's what I was getting from the Sentinels. Like, they wouldn't metal Sentinels. It was like they could.
No, they was metal.
So they were.
They was metal.
So why was Magneto having such a fucking hard time getting
Man,
rid of him?
Because it's you got to think about it. That robot was big as shit. And then on top of that, that shit was shooting hella rays at that nigga.
Oh, man.
He couldn't really. He couldn't
it might
really,
have been titanium. Can he be in titanium?
He can find a metal.
Nah, he can be in any type of metal. No matter what it is.
Okay.
But one thing, I don't know if y'all peeped this, but my nigga Leech hopped on that nigga. So you know what Leech power is, right? Leech can take away power or he can modify your power. He can make you even stronger than what you
Magneto?
Are.
He hopped on Magneto?
Yeah, so he hopped on Magneto to modify his power.
He still died.
Yeah, I don't think Magneto dead.
See, all right,
I don't
so
think the Magneto or the Morlocks are dead. Go ahead.
My prediction is we seen Cable come from the future.
Okay.
He said, damn, I'm too late.
Mm-hmm.
Run. Like, he's like, Mom, run.
Right.
Then he goes back to where he came from. So apparently this has happened a few times and they've been trying to prevent it from happening.
Oh.
So I just think that what we're going to get in the next episode is him finally getting... We're going to get this episode again, but Cable's going to get the mission right. And so we don't lose all these people.
I think that's what happened. You remember when they asked Bishop, when Bishop came back, and Bishop was like, he never heard of Magneto being a part of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Maybe that nigga didn't make it. Maybe because he said that shit didn't happen. He was like, yeah, that part didn't happen.
Maybe a different timeline.
Yeah, he was like, but they say the longer that they stay back in time, the more it changes.
Right.
So, you
see,
know what
Bishop
I'm
had been back in time. Like, he only left to take Cyclops' son to get cured.
Right. But Bishop stayed for a while, so ain't no telling
Bishop
how much.
Bishop living with them niggas.
Yeah, ain't no telling how much time
take your
changed.
Home,
yeah, man. That nigga was there for a minute.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather see Cable with the X-Men than I do Bishop. I know that sounds crazy, but I'd rather see Cable getting in with the X-Men.
He'll probably come back.
He gonna have to. He got to. Because Scott got to make things right, man, with old Bish. I mean, with old Cable, man. He got to make it right.
But, nah, that was it, man. That last ending of X-Men 97.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, let's
talk
about this.
I look forward to my Wednesdays.
Hold on before we
just talked about it.
Hold on now, because y'all ain't talking about the real love triangle with Rogue, nigga.
Oh, man.
Do y'all think Rogue a hoe?
Nah, I thought she, you know, I think she just, it's you know, the heart wants what the heart wants, right?
She
want
to get touched, bro.
Bro, but this my thing, though. How in the hell you going to touch on a nigga, have a whole serenaded dance, get kissed, and then say, damn, Gambit was right.
Yeah, because that's life, right?
She ain't was like, that a bitch?
She's like, I can have a life with this man because I can be with him, even though I really want to be with you, but we can't have a life together.
So nigga, Rogue is a woman who got decisions to make.
Right, bro. She wanted some PP, bro.
Hey, man, look,
I don't blame her, man.
That PP cost my nigga Remy his life.
Yeah, man. rest in peace to my dog.
Man, Remy.
Nah, he did for real. Ain't no argument
ain't
about
dead.
That. You don't think
why,
so?
Why we dead. Can't argue about that, man? If he come back in the future from the future,
maybe,
right, he come
maybe,
back
maybe, maybe, maybe.
I got
I think Professor X coming back.
I know how he ain't dead.
Oh, I know.
You wanna know how
X
I know? Because you remember Gambit had a mohawk. All
right, man. We over 5 minutes.
Okay.
Man. Heard it.
Oh, my bad. Gambit had a mohawk though in the old show.
Okay.
And you remember it blew off his old hair? Mm. It blew off half of his hair.
All right, Johnny, man. Okay. Give us our WrestleMania recap.
Oh, man, wrestling is back.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. It's just old niggas
two
back.
Nights. It was a two-night WrestleMania 40. Saturday night was great. It opened up with Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. For the World Women's title.
Don't know these people.
Okay, well, we'll just move on. That shit was real.
Nah, keep talking.
That was a good
it.
Match. And then you had the three black girls, Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill. And they battled three Asian women called, I forgot what their shit called. They faction called. But that was a good match, too. But all that led to the big main event on Saturday night, which was The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes.
Who
Cody
won
Rhodes.
This shit?
The Rock and Roman Reigns won that match.
Okay.
So that leads to Sunday, where if The Rock and Roman Reigns won, it would be Bloodline Rules versus Cody Rhodes for the title, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. So that means Bloodline Rules is anything goes. So people come in the ring and fight, hit each other. It don't matter. No rules. So that happened. So they end up fighting on Sunday, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. The intros was crazy. They had live bands and everything. They really went all out. So this is how the match ends. So first, the couple of the Bloodline members come out and they try to knock Cody Rhodes off. Cody Rhodes keeps kicking out. He keeps kicking out. Seth Rollins comes in and Roman Reigns hops up, knocks down Seth Rollins. Then The Rock, no, John Cena comes.
I seen that part.
John Cena came first before The Rock came. John Cena came.
That old ass room.
Yeah, everybody was old as shit. The Rock looked old as hell for the first time in my life. So then John Cena comes out there. He hits Roman Reigns. And then The Rock comes. And everybody looking, because everybody wanted to see The Rock versus John Cena their whole life. And they face off. The Rock hits him with a rock bottom. And then he goes to whip Cody Rhodes with that belt.
He been whipping mad niggas with this
but
belt.
But then lights cut off. Undertaker come out that bitch.
Yep, I heard.
Undertaker choke slams The Rock. Cody Rhodes gets up. He puts his finisher on Roman Reigns 3 times and wins the belt. And that's the like Cody Roman Reigns has been the champ for like the last 3.5 years. So he finally got the belt taken from him.
Also, Cody Rhodes the champ.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes is the
Shout
champ.
Shout out Cody Rhodes, man. North Carolina stand up.
Rerun to the black girls and the 3 Chinese girls.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, that sound like a Saturday at Tyson's, nigga.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, too. I was texting John. I was like, man, it's like, it's the black women versus the Asian women. What the hell going on?
Oh, she trying to steal pack of hair.
Oh, my God.
You trying to get the weed, the quick weed?
I knew exactly.
Oh,
I
shit.
Trying
exactly
to steal pack
but
of
hair. Nah, I'm glad. Not pack they up, really yo. Didn't have any storylines with the black girls, so I'm glad they kind of threw that in there for them. They've been wanting to do that for a while where all three of them was on the same team because they're the only three black girls. Right.
I want to take a quick one moment, man, and shout out the ladies of the University of South Carolina, man.
Shout out to them,
man.
Cardozo.
They won the NCAA Women's Final Four against Caitlin Clark, man. Caitlin Clark finished with 30 points, but check this out, 10 of 38 from the field.
That's about right.
She struggled.
Mm. She started off well.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they locked that ass down. I knew they would shut her down eventually.
I mean, that team, I forgot the black girl's name on her team. She's good, too. But that team, the ball go through her every play. So yeah, I'm not surprised she took 38 shots.
Shout out Don Staley, man.
And a lot of them shots is just, like, heat checks. She'll just pull up and shoot.
Yeah.
Or she got the ball with the last 3 seconds left on the shot clock, and she got to shoot.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, when Don Staley teared up,
I teared up. Okay, then. I knew you had some.
Yeah, team... It's like I said, it reminds me of Duke when Duke had Austin Rivers. It just reminds me when the team is mediocre and there's a good player. Yeah. And South Carolina we got 2 starting 5s.
So I mean, South Carolina probably going to run that thing next
that
year,
point
too.
Guard. We can do this all night.
But my girl Ooh, Juju, she surprised the shit
Ooh,
out of me.
She ill.
I said, damn, that's a little mellow.
You seen
so I want to see her play next year.
Hold on, man, because you're talking about something different than he talking about. So,
I'm talking about Juju from USC. I'm just talking about women's basketball, I'm jumping off a little bit. Never but I'm ready for next season because I want to see how she do. I want to see old girl from UConn how she do because they staying in the league.
Yeah, they staying in college basketball. Yeah.
What's the girl that hit the scoop layup when she got them – cross through the lane like Kyrie came with the other
You talking about for South Carolina?
Yeah.
She a dude? Yeah. She look like a dude a little bit?
Yeah.
Malaysian Fort Wild.
Yeah, yeah. They say she is Kyrie.
She's nice.
That mother hit that Euro. I say, oh, my gosh. Yeah, she's like
she's
that.
Sick. Yeah, she got another year, too, I think. Well, she got 2 years, I think, left.
Yeah, she like that. They call her Auntie Drew, right?
Yeah. She's nice.
She nice, man.
I see a lot of parallels in that female basketball right now to our old school male basketball players.
I really ain't comparing nobody to nobody. I just be watching it, man. I don't know.
I do that with the older, the young boys, too. Yeah, I was like, he got a game like PG-13. I'll say that.
Yeah, I don't
Most
know.
Most of them try to play.
I'm just, they so athletic to me, man. I'm just like, wow, they really good. Black athlete Mount Rushmore versus white Mount Rushmore.
Let's get it.
I didn't say versus.
What's your black athlete Mount Rushmore?
My black one was actually easier.
And your white
than my
athlete
white one.
Mount Rushmore. Let's
my go. Black was Jordan, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, and then if we're doing all just skin color, Usain Bolt. But if it's just Americans, LeBron James is my fourth.
So hold up, I got confused.
Michael Jordan, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt,
and then LeBron James.
No, I'm just saying if it's American athletes, it's LeBron James. If it's all just black people in general across the world, then it's Usain Bolt.
Gotcha. So the fifth is just optional.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then my white was kind of hard. I had Tom Brady, Larry Bird. I forgot already. Tom Brady, Larry Bird. I think I had Lance Armstrong on that bitch.
Damn, that's missed, four, ain't it?
Yeah, it's four. I can't remember who the fourth person was. It was hard to find a white.
I'm not even gonna lie. I don't have a black one. I can't. I could never make a black Mount Rushmore of athletes.
Yeah, because it's too
so
many of them.
Many black.
But
athletes.
You know who rise above all of them.
You said Michael Phelps, Tom Brady.
Oh, Mike Phelps.
Larry Bird, Lance Armstrong.
It's hard. Yeah, I forgot about Mike Phelps. Yeah, he definitely
but
on there.
You
I don't
said,
know why I forgot.
You were switching out Lance for Novak.
Yeah, I said if it had to be Americans, then it's Lance. But if it just white skin color, Novak Djokovic from tennis. He got the most Masters. Most Grand Slams, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that black one hard. I can only do a white one because there ain't too many white athletes. But who'd I have? You could take Lance off that list for me. I'm keeping Michael Phelps, Christian McCaffrey. I not said Larry Bird. You can remove Larry Bird off that list for me, too.
Hey, not the Bird.
I'm you going to move Bird?
Yeah, because I'm not thinking about best at sport. I'm thinking about actual athlete. Like, when I think of an athlete can do a lot of things well. So I'm thinking about if you take Bird out of basketball, he couldn't really play football. He couldn't do anything else. He was good at basketball.
Yeah,
that's what
he
was good at.
A volleyball player.
You know,
he was good at shit talking.
Okay, that's not athleticism. All right. So when I'm thinking about athletes, I'm thinking about somebody who can run, jump, they fast, they quick, they can move, they, you know what I'm saying? And like if you could put them in
so
different
athleticism,
things.
Mount Rushmore.
I'm thinking about athleticism when I think about athletes. So I'm thinking about Christian McCaffrey. I'm gonna say Michael Phelps for sure. But from there it gets tough. It's like I want to throw J.J. Watt in there or Travis Kelce in there because that's where your athletes set up for white people.
Yeah,
for me.
Football.
Those positions that show their athleticism. Shoot. Yeah, I mean that's really just off the top of my brain. I could never put together a black one.
I mean, everybody athletic, and when you black, it's hard to find a non-athletic black person.
Yeah, it's
Jameis Winston maybe.
Nah, that and that's
you said Steve Nash.
I mean, yeah, Steve Nash to me is athlete because he what soccer and basketball.
Yeah, he did.
Clark.
That's the thing. I didn't say Clayton Clark. Clayton Clark plays basketball well. Man. You've seen her athleticism when she got shut down. You can't shut down an athlete. I'm gonna be if I can't get to my basketball skills, now my athleticism can take over. That's the big thing with LeBron James. Like he's an athlete. And Michael Jordan's a great basketball player. Yeah. So a lot of times what happens is, well, Jordan did this, Jordan did that. Well, that nigga LeBron is an athlete. Sometimes when shit ain't working, he just going to be an athlete.
Yeah, now don't forget, young LeBron used to get shut down sometimes, though.
But he went into being a – he was more athlete than a basketball player.
Definitely.
He was more of a, let me power my way to the rim. Let me out-jump you. Let me outrun you. Let me do the athletic things that I know I can do better than you. Let me show you my athleticism. That's getting me by right now.
Black athletes, you got to throw Bo Jackson probably number one.
Bo Jackson
if you just
most
do athletes.
Oh yeah,
Bo Jackson sure. Most. That Deion Sanders. Is
yeah,
in there.
For sure. I'm gonna do mine.
Usain Bolt would stay in there.
Probably. Yeah, I give it that. If that nigga know how to catch a football, he definitely burning everybody.
I can't do black though.
I say LeBron, of course. I'm gonna have to say Jordan. Best running back of all time.
Barry Sanders.
Yes. You got to put Barry Sanders up there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You got to put Bo up there as well, man. Bo did his thing. He did two sports.
That's
pretty
four.
Amazing. And
okay.
Last one. Let's see. I want to grab somebody from the NFL, but
no Serena.
Yeah, I throw Serena in there. Throw Serena in there for sure.
I say Serena ran track. She looked like she could run some fucking track too.
Yeah, we're gonna throw Serena. Now, for my white people is difficult.
Mac McClung.
Man, hey, I'm going to give it to somebody from the throwback. He was really knocking motherfuckers out back then. Rocky Marciano.
Oh, I thought about him, too.
Rocky Marciano was really knocking shit out back then.
I
you
thought
know
about
what I'm
him,
saying?
Too, but that's back when niggas goddamn used to fight like this.
Bruh, don't sleep on them niggas.
That's
don't sleep
fair.
On them niggas
white
now.
White athlete a little bit tougher. It's a little bit tougher
hey,
to 5'4".
Rocky will box you like a goddamn gentleman.
Exactly. That's when they used to.
Up,
that's
nigga.
How they used to fight like
nigga,
this. Boy,
back.
Tyson would have tore their ass up back in the day.
But I'm going to put Rocky on there. Who else? I say Well, damn, he ain't white. But I say Beckham. Beckham had a good run whenever he was a white doing dude, this thing.
I believe.
Got to put the Brady Bunch on there.
Yeah, Beckham. I agree with Beckham.
Yeah.
You got to put the Brady Bunch on there.
Totally disagree with that.
Man, that man got ranks. He got ranks. Let's see. Athletes. That's white. How many I got? Three so far?
Yeah.
I got two
Give
more.
Give it one more. One more.
I'm going to put Berg on there, man. All
right.
Goldberg?
No.
That nigga's an athlete.
That nigga's athlete.
Nah, he steroids is athlete. Like a motherfucker. Brock Lesnar. Nigga.
Brock Lesnar. These niggas is athletes.
He is athlete. He is an athlete.
Who's but I'm Berg?
I got to put Larry Berg on there.
Berg. I mean, I don't blame y'all, man.
I said Berg.
Yeah.
Berg.
I
put Larry on
Berg.
There.
God damn.
And who shut up, nigga. You know a country draw.
I'm sorry.
Who
that was four, nigga.
I know.
He's
I got
at
one
five.
More. I not, got one more.
Why he doing five?
He's at six now.
Oh.
No, I'm at four.
For Mount Rushmore, white people is at four.
I thought he was at six.
But he's trying to add a fifth on a wall that only got four people.
You said
on
Brady,
it.
Berg.
I mean, well,
Rocky.
Rocky. Yep. Okay. I thought you had said somebody
four.
Else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's your fourth?
And my last one would be, that's hard, man. That's hard. I'm trying to grab a motherfucker.
Non-athletic fucks. If you don't put Christian McCaffrey on this shit.
Man, I can't do it.
Ain't
man.
Nobody better
that's
than
the
Christian.
Thing. Are you doing athletes or are you doing just sports stars?
I'm thinking of best of all time.
Okay, okay.
Christian McCaffrey.
I'll probably say Wayne Gretzky.
There's no white man more athletic than Christian McCaffrey. If I'm really sitting back thinking about it, that boy.
Oh, yeah. He
can
built
do
in the
it
gym.
All.
I mean, he was built to be who he is.
And that's a part of the definition of athleticism. It's got to
That's the thing,
the
yes. That's why it's getting confusing because we talk about athletes.
Y'all, I'm talking about athletes. Y'all talking about good sports people.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the athlete, though.
But Wayne Gretzky, my last one.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, I agree with that.
Honorable yeah. mention, Jeff Gordon.
Drive fast, he come at Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon was that nigga.
Only because you're from North Carolina. All right, man. We got the content corner.
That nigga
Johnny
ain't got
man,
nothing on Jimmy Johnson.
You got this. you want to hit these politics while I pull
this
up?
Oh, sure, man. So Donald Trump this week, he made his clearest stance on abortion that he's ever made.
What did he say?
He said this shit. It's up to the states now, and that's all I care about. I don't have a stance. He said he pro-choice and he pro, damn, what's the other thing? Pro-choice and
pro-life.
He said he both. It's up to the states. It ain't up to him. He the president. He will be the president. And a lot of people was mad at him on his side. It's like, bro, just say that you pro-life and that you think that every state should have abortion laws. But he's like, nah, it's up to the states. It's not something it's not something that he's strong on.
Mm. How you feel about that personally? Just if a potential president saying something like that.
I mean, I don't mind. Like, I think it should be up to the people that's having the kids. That's always been my thing. So, I mean, I feel like it might be strategic because he's already got the conservative vote on lock. It'd be nice if I can pull in some of the people that are sitting on the fence with this and say that I'm not here for it or against it. So I think it's a good move for him. Mm. But what was the other thing on the list? I done forgot already.
He went to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. And so so a black conservative set up a meet and greet at Chick-fil-A for Donald Trump.
He had a piece of chicken.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did. He met some black conservatives there. They were there to meet him. Like, the way that Fox tried to make it seem is that he randomly went to a Chick-fil-A and was talking to the employees, but it was already a pre-set up event for him.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
It was by, I forgot the lady's name, but she a black conservative leader, and she had a few supporters
so Trump
there.
Came and gave chicken to niggas at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Right. And talked a little shit about Biden while he was there.
Milkshakes, too.
So yeah. Milkshakes.
They hugged and clapped for him for milkshakes and uh-huh. Chick-fil-A.
That shit fucked up, bro.
Did that nigga eat a chicken sandwich?
It's Chick-fil-A. He better have or some chicken nuggets.
Did they show have one in the car? I don't think he ate.
You know he loved Diet shit. Coke.
I want to know if that nigga got some of that bio chicken.
No, home on chicken. Yeah. I didn't realize a lot chicken. Of restaurants already do that. I thought all chicken was antibiotic free. But apparently a lot of restaurants are already using it, the chicken with the antibiotics. So, fuck it. We've been eating that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Michael Jackson
nigga, you ain't never going to make Chick-fil-A look bad in my eyes. I don't care what they say.
Until they open on Sunday.
I'm shit. That's when I'm really gonna be down, nigga. My app gonna be full of points.
That's when you know it's the end of the world, when Chick-fil-A open on Sunday. If I go get
50 nuggets before the Panthers play, nigga, suck my dick. I'm out there.
Wow. I'm out there. Johnny, introduce your video, man.
All right, I forgot my damn video was. I'm over here tripping, nigga. I'm tired. Cause I'm tired of people trying to bring Chick-fil-A down, bro. You cannot smear Chick-fil-A.
I thought
you're not doing the God's work.
I do love Chili's, but I'm just saying, I feel like people be trying to tear Chick-fil-A down and make people not eat Chick-fil-A because of some of these stances.
Johnny would have definitely been at that meet and greet.
I definitely would have been there. I'm like, he paying for it? I'm in.
This man, Johnny, I love Jesus and I love Chick-fil-A.
My video. Oh, okay. So you know how sometimes people will go to the grocery stores and they'll walk up to a random person and they'll be like, I can give you $1,000 right now, or mm-hmm. you can pass it on to the next person now, give them $2,000. Mm-hmm. Well, they played a joke on this guy and he's like, give me the $1,000. But then somebody walks up and says, nah, we'll go pass it on like they with him. And this nigga got mad as hell. Let's hear it.
Hey, how you doing, man?
$1,000, or y'all double and give it to the next person?
Give it to me.
You?
No, we're going to double it.
Y'all together, right?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know him.
Yeah, you do.
So do y'all want me to double it?
You know what? If you can win money, I'll take it. But I don't know you, man.
Double it and give it to the next person.
Double it and give it. What did I get out of it?
Nothing. We're going to give it to the next person.
No, we.
We're doubling it? Sure. You're a good sir. Excuse me. Would you like $1,000 or should I double it and give it to the next person?
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
Look, that's beautiful. We just blessed that man.
Get the fuck out of my face.
You come up towards me.
Get the fuck out of my face.
It's okay, bro.
Get the fuck out of my face.
What? He bad as hell, bro.
I would be too. That shit fake, though. My real quick, man. So y'all know who Tucker Carlson is.
Yep.
So it's some shit called Kill Tony, man. It's when niggas come up and they kind of make jokes. I found this shit online. They kind of make jokes at this panel. It's got Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, some other white comedians. So this dude, he's black, and he's walking up and he's greeting Tucker Carlson. I thought this shit was funny, man.
Let's go. Cam Patterson and Tucker Carlson high fiving. This is
crazy. My grandma hates you, nigga.
She doesn't mean it.
Yeah, the fuck she does. She does. Yeah, she does.
Hey, man, that shit come on YouTube, man. I went down a rabbit hole. There's plenty of comedians coming on. They doing like a roast session, but the shit is funny as hell. If y'all get a chance, go on Instagram, check out Kill Tony, man, and YouTube. Other than that, man, it's been episode 299. Thank you for joining us today. On all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, YouTube right now. Y'all know what I mean.
All that. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
My grandma's list is long. Okay.
people she hates,
white people she hates.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't getting into it.
What's her top five?
Man, look.
George Bush.
Everybody on the motherfucking channel.
Fucking, what's the nigga name for all in the family?
White people up, yeah.
That's a good ass show.
What that white person doing? She can't stand white people doing shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, grandma.
She
no
can't
shade.
Help it, man. You know where they come from. They come from a different time.
How old is she?
Yeah.
My grandma is 92.
She has a past to dislike white
people. Yeah.
90 years ago? You know what white people were doing 90 years ago?
She don't fuck white people.
My grandma about 92, and she talks.
She
got a whole bunch of stories about white people and how they do.
What is that? It's like the 40s, 50s would be like their 20s?
Their 20s? I think my grandma was born in 32 or something like that.
It'd be so funny to see her judge white people because she'd just be like, I don't understand what's going on with and then she do the standard grandma where you explain it to her, she'd be like, Like she mad. Like, grandma, let the white people live.
She done seen so many different generations of white people, man. Yeah.
She done seen trust this bullshit that's going on.
She done seen their evolution.
Oh God, that's crazy.
Anyways, other final thoughts. Tucker Carlson, all grandmas hate you across the world.
Rest in peace to OJ, man.
Rest in peace to Juice.
OJ ain't had any shoes, man. They need to re-release
them. Man, cut it out.
Oh, rest in peace to Mr. C.
All right, yeah, Mr. DJ, C. Yeah. I ain't going to say nothing.
I don't know who that is.
50 Cent, man. Shout out to 50 Cent,
hey,
bro.
Man,
save
stop shouting 50 out, man.
Why do you shout
tell that nigga
out?
To sit that nigga. Sit down, 50.
What's wrong with 50?
You're 35 Cent now.
Oh, leave my nigga alone, bro. Still a great businessman. Got hits for days.
That nigga need 15 more cent. Anyway.
All right, man. Other than that, man, I'm signing off for D. I'm signing off for James. I'm signing off for Jukebox Johnny, man. We want you guys out there to love the life you live and the people in it. Find the positive in every situation and live in the moment because this life is not forever. I'm your boy, Jumpman Jones, and we'll talk to you guys on the next ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Send your sex tips to James so he can go over 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. All
right. I ain't trying to get pancreatitis or whatever this shit is. Prostatitis.
Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night, I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest bitch. Not Trina, but I swear to God, this bitch will make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home. I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 and white.
Dad, are you on the radio?
Man, ain't nobody fucking for no hour. Dude, man.